Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. Bay City Bridge Partners have announced that toll rates across the Liberty and Independence bridges will remain unchanged through 2026. Drivers using a transponder will continue to pay $2 per crossing, while those billed by their plate will be charged $5.50. Bay City residents with transponders will keep crossing free of charge until 2028. However, the company's unlimited monthly pass, which offered unlimited bridge use for $15 a month, will be ending on December the 31st. Current subscribers will pay the standard toll fees beginning January the 1st of 2026. The Lafayette Bridge remains closed for reconstruction in a $110 million Michigan Department of Transportation project, expected to finish sometime in 2027. Until then, Veterans Memorial Bridge continues to serve as Bay City's only toll-free route over the Saginaw River. And another local and regional news for today. Consumers Energy has proposed selling its 13 aging hydropower dams to Confluence Hydro LLC, an out-of-state subsidiary of Hull Street Energy, for just $1 per dam, unveiling a 30-year agreement that would require consumers to buy back electricity at an initial rate of $160 per megawatt an hour, with annual increases. Although this is roughly twice the current market price for hydropower, the company argues that continuing to operate or decommission the dams would be even more costly, and the sale would transfer future risks and liabilities, including the cost, to eventually demolish the dams to the new private owner. The plan, now under review by state and federal regulators, has prompted both practical and environmental concerns, with critics noting that private dam owners are less regulated than utilities and often skimp on maintenance, pointing to past dam failures in Michigan as cautionary examples. To address safety and financial risks, new state legislation has been introduced that would require deeper scrutiny of buyers' finances before such transactions are approved. Meanwhile, consumers may also benefit from public clean energy subsidies unavailable when generating hydropower in-house, further complicating the debate over whether this strategy offers true savings and improved stewardship for Michigan's waterways. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
My son, Ricky, took his life by the use of a firearm. It broke me, and I contemplated suicide. My grandson, I was going to have to be here for him. I still own my firearm. I keep it in a safe because I want to keep my grandson and myself safe.
Store your guns locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. The Federal Aviation Administration says it plans to reduce air traffic by 10% across 40 high-volume markets beginning Friday morning to maintain safety during the ongoing government shutdown. The reduction stands to impact thousands of flights nationwide. Air traffic controllers have been working unpaid since the shutdown began on October the 1st. With some calling out of work, staffing shortages during some shifts have led to flight delays at a number of U.S. airports. Citing growing staffing pressures, the Federal Aviation Administration Administrator Brian Bedford said on Wednesday that the agency would not wait for a crisis to act. He says a list of the affected markets will be released sometime on Thursday. And another national and international news. A federal judge has ordered improvements at a Chicago-area immigration facility after detainees sued over inhumane conditions. The order, effective for 14 days, mandates clean bedding, space to sleep, hygiene products, and medication. Detainees must also have access to showers, meals, and bottled water. The judge criticized the conditions as unnecessarily cruel and requested a status report by Friday. In another case, senior Border Patrol official Greg Bonneveau defended the use of force against protesters. Allegations include excessive force and unprovoked actions by agents with ongoing legal scrutiny of these practices. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbaria news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area deaths have been reported for today. Wednesday, November the 5th of 2025. Terry and Mary Ann Hansen of Verona both passed away on the same day, September the 27th of 2025. And in lieu of flowers, the family has requested that donations be made in the name of Terry K. and Mary Ann Hansen to the Thumb Animal Shelter of Elkton. A celebration of their lives will take place on November the 22nd, with a graveside service to take place at the Verona Township Cemetery at 11:30, and a luncheon will immediately follow at the FOP Lodge located at 1976 North Verona Road in Rapson. Flannel attire has been requested for the service. And Lois Marie Dice, age 94, of Port Hope, passed away on November the 3rd of 2025. Funeral services for Lois Marie Dice will be held on Thursday, November the 6th at noon at the St. Peter's Lutheran Church of Kindy, with visitation at the same church on Thursday, November the 6th from 10 a.m. to noon. Memorials may be offered to the St. Peter's Lutheran Church of Kindy in memory of Lois Marie Dice, and condolences can be shared with her family online at McAlpinFuneralHome.com. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.